Shut it down.
Well, joining us today, we're let's just do it this way. Larkin, what would you like to plug tonight?
I'll plug Big Fatty.
Oh,
I don't know if I could plug that. I think I would be afraid of the explosion if we actually plugged them.
You know that that's going to be the intro to like one of next week's shows.
Yay.
He's watching Survivor.
Oh, I'm glad everyone is excited about it.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Shut it down.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 432 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 30th of September 2009. Y'all get ready, because today, on today's show, you are going to hear all of Jeremiah's phone call, and as for the rest of the show, well, I tell you what, I'll try to remember, okay? Everyone, I hope your Wednesday is going well. Y'all, we are listening to a song called Try to Remember, and it is from a Broadway show called The Fantastics, or Big Fatty sometimes calls it The Fantastics. But this is the original cast album, and that is Jerry Orbach singing. He played the lead of El Gallo. Some people might say El Gallo. Big Fatty, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Big Fatty has been in this show twice. There are two fathers in it. Big Fatty has played both of the fathers because they're both kind of fat. And it's the lyrics, try to remember that kind of September, because y'all, we have come to the end of another month, and Big Fatty, where is the time going? The year is more than, it's just rushing by. I tell you, the time, it just gets away from you nowadays. So y'all, let's just take a few minutes here and listen to the rest of Try to Remember.
It's nice to remember without a hurt. Deep in December, it's nice to remember the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
Big fat thing,
you're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fat.
Hey, Big Fatty, you wanted a humdinger Southern Decadent story, so here you go. While at the Rawhide, I tried to go into the restroom to have a pee without being molested. And I am standing there doing my business, and all of a sudden, I think, dear God, is there a reptile that has crawled in here? there was a colored man standing to my right at the urinal. And now, you know, your arm is as long as your foot, from your elbow to your wrist. Well, I am telling you that this man's tallywhacker had to be at least as big as my foot, and I wear a size 12. And I am telling you now, he took it out, and I mean, it must go to the man's knee. It went down and hit in the urinal. That's why I turned to look and see what on earth was. I thought I was going to be attacked by a snake. And I exclaimed out loud, "Dear Gussie." And looked over, and this was soft, Big Fatty. It had no hardness about it. And it was at least 12 and a half to 13 inches long. And from someone else who was in there a bit longer than I was, they purport that it is 16 inches long and hard. Now, Big Fatty, what in the hell are you going to do with that? Other than burp it and throw it over your shoulder. I mean, dear God, he could give women hysterectomies for free, 16 inches long. And we are talking about, I am not a small boy, and my arm is big. And it was as big around as my arm. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, really, really, you've got a tallywhacker that big. I mean, what you gonna do, slap somebody in the head with it, knock on my bank robbery?
Now, y'all, Big Fatty, now, first of all, there is more to Jeremiah's call, and I'm gonna play that for you in just a second, but I had to just stop right here, because this is the end of the tallywhacker at the Rawhide story. He's got another story coming up. But, y'all, Big Fatty has been to the Rawhide Bar in Nawlins, and y'all, it is a man's bar. It's a men's bar. It's a man's bar. And y'all, there is all sorts of inappropriate touching going on in there. And y'all, I have been here. I have been to this place, and y'all, there is not a whole lot of privacy in that bathroom, first of all. And you know, inappropriate touching is the story of the day there. I mean, it is on the menu, and y'all, you can do more in that bar than Big Fatty probably does in his sling room, but with a gentleman caller. But y'all, let me just tell you, I can just imagine Jeremiah standing at the urinals, and what I remember was a trough that you peed in, but maybe they put urinals in since I was there. I can just imagine Jeremiah standing there and this man coming up and standing beside him and hearing this slosh in the urinal beside him and Jeremiah hollering out, "Dear Gussie." Y'all, I mean, of all, and I'm sure that man has heard it all, and until he heard Jeremiah say, "Dear Gussie." And y'all, that just tickles me to no end. So anyway, it is quite the establishment, and y'all, I would have killed to have been a fly on the wall when Jeremiah was in the Rawhide, and Jeremiah being in the Rawhide, not necessarily with when that gentleman sprang forth, as you might say. All right, y'all, now, he has another story, and y'all, he kind of blows it out. He kind of blows it out with Big Fatty here, and y'all, this second part is equally as good as that story about the giant tallywhacker. So, Jeremiah, please continue.
Also, this is the time of year when the old people with the blue hair renew their Medicare Part D, which is their prescription drug benefit. And I'm just going to refuse to work from late September to November the 1st because they're crazy. They're just crazy, Big Fatty, they're crazy. There are five companies that basically offer the same five plans. And they want you to take time out of having to fill 400 to 500 prescriptions in 12 hours. They want you to take an hour to sit down with them and their husband or wife to go over all these plans. Now, they have had this for 3 years. 3 years! And they get a printout sheet explaining to them from the Walgreens which plan from each company would benefit them based on their drug usage from the last year. Now, what in the hell am I supposed to take an hour and spend with you talking about this mess? Are you going to tell me about your 12 grandchildren and your great-grandchildren? Ask if I'm married and got you. I mean, what? I don't need you to know all that. They go, oh, they was all up on the nerves on today. There was about 12 of them standing up in there wanting their pills. But they wanted their pills for cheaper. Oh, can you tell that I'm just over the old people? They make me want to throw up. I agree with Barry. We need to put them to sleep with a death pedal. I am all for the death pedal. Where do I size them up at? Because I will put them on the list. All right, Big Fatty. Now, try not to be attacked by a 16-inch colored tallywhack. All right, then. Bye-bye.
Oh, Lord Jeremiah, I understand. I understand the death panels because y'all, I have not, I did not tell y'all this, but on Sunday, I always call my parents on Sunday. I always call the Hats on Sunday and check in. And so this past Sunday, I said, you know, it is such, and you know, I said it just like this, it is such a chore to have to call every Sunday and talk to y'all. I said, and you know, they just kept talking. I said, did y'all hear what I said? I said, it is such a chore to call every Sunday. And then I hear click, and my father has hung up the phone. I have hurt his feelings. Y'all, I am joking. The old people, they don't understand. My mother calls Monday. I got to ask you a question. Did you really mean it when you said that it is such a chore to call us on Sundays because we don't want to be a chore for you? And I said, oh my God, y'all need to exhale. Well, we're old and we just don't. I said, y'all need to get a sense of humor and laugh at something that's funny, okay? If it was a chore for me to call, I wouldn't call. Okay. So, Jeremiah, and y'all, can you imagine? Can you imagine? And you know Jeremiah, he's going to sit there and be a Southern belle, a Southern gentleman, while he is listening to these old people. But y'all, the whole time he is thinking, bring on the death panels. Barry, and did you notice he said, Barry, I'm with you. Bring on the death panels. So, y'all, I hope that Jeremiah's phone call was well worth the wait. And Jeremiah, please, I'm going to get back down here on the knees. Okay, getting back down on the knees. Jeremiah, please grace us with another phone call. Soon, because everybody loves Jeremiah. Y'all, everybody loves Jeremiah. That's all I'm going to say. That is all I'm going to say. So, there you have it. And y'all, our next call today is, or we actually do have other calls, is from the one and only Brian in Denver.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Brian in Denver. I just wanted to thank you for mentioning me on your podcast, and thanks for the good wishes. I had the surgery yesterday, and I'm doing fine. I don't have any good gosh and gay, I'm sorry. The doctors were all pretty straight, so, and lots of women in the operating room, so it kind of turned me off, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I'm doing fine, and I don't like all the drugs they gave me, so I'm not taking any more drugs. I'm just going to live with the pain until I'm over it. Anyway, I'm doing fine. Thanks again for the well wishes. Talk to you later. Bye.
Now, y'all, Brian and David out there in the Denvers, they were both having surgery. And I believe Brian's surgery was last Thursday, and he was having the hernia surgery. And I'm glad that he's doing better. And Brian, take it from Big Fatty. Take the recovery slow. Don't overdo it. When they tell you don't overdo it, because you'll tear it all up inside there, and it's not good when you do that. And David was having his surgery, I believe, Monday of this week. So we hope that that went well also, and we're glad that you're that you're doing well. And, you know, sometimes drugs are overrated. I agree with you. And, you know, sometimes a little pain never hurt anyone. And speaking of someone who enjoys putting themselves through a little pain.
Hey, the fat food, the fried butter, is excellent. Picture one really buttery biscuit. Oh, so yummy. This is Bjorn from State Fair.
Now, y'all, when I first heard Bjorn's voice letter, y'all, I swear, I thought he said that the cat food and the fried butter were delicious. Okay, but y'all, I think he said the fair food, not the cat food. But Bjorn went to the Texas State Fair, y'all, and they had, you know, they have something, they always have something new, deep fried every year, and this year was the fried butter. And they take a hunk of butter, a stick of butter, and they dip it in that goop that they fried in, what is that called? Like that batter, I guess it is. And they fry it up, and he said that the fried butter was just delicious. And y'all, Bjorn knows about these things, and we may have to make him the official fair food correspondent of the BFO, because, you know, we sent him out to taste things. And y'all, but Bjorn, surely you tasted more than just the fried butter. You know, let us hear some other things that you had to eat there, because y'all, he was complaining 2 days later that his heart was still hurting from eating all the fair food. Now, y'all, we've got one last voice letter to play today, and y'all, it is a voice from the past, a voice of a lark, a little lark from Soames Bar, California. And y'all, this little lark has just fluttered into the BFO today, and she has plopped down in voice letter land, and she's going to chirp away at us today. Y'all, it is none other than Miss Melinda.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Melinda, and I'm at the Costco's, and all the fat people are here, so I thought about you, of course, and you probably like Costco. Do you have the Costco's where you are? Well, I'm waiting for my car to get tires, and I'm bored, and I've been a bad listener. I haven't called, so I called. Ruined. Love you, Big Fatty. Bye.
Oh, Miss Melinda. Y'all, Big Fatty has missed hearing the angelic tones of Miss Melinda, y'all. It's just been forever since we've heard from Miss Melinda. She says she's been a bad listener, but, you know, Miss Melinda, you know, she listens, so we will give her a pass this time. And, y'all, even though she did say she was at the Costco's and she was bored and she was getting her tires changed and there were a lot of fat people around and that's why she thought to call me, is because she was bored and with a lot of fat people. Well, okay. All right, Miss Melinda. Well, perhaps you can call more often. So, anyway, now y'all, there are probably some of you thinking that Teresa in the Seattle's, who Big Fatty kind of piddled around with her little voice letter yesterday, and added an or two in there, probably thought that she was going to chew Big Fatty a new one. Well, y'all, Teresa in the Seattle's loved the ever so slight modifications to her voice letter on yesterday's show. So, me. Oh! Y'all, you almost got through a whole show without having a burp. I could not let that happen. Did you notice? So, y'all, I want you to try to remember this last day of September, and if you can't, then
shut it down.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.